Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Parents, don't fret. Near the beginning of my interview on the Leading from Alignment podcast with Jim Wiegand and John Opelousky, I was asked to share a bit of my personal background. I have been incredibly blessed to have grown up in a solid Christian home and in a fantastic Bible-believing church. And yet, I still had to come to a point where I had to decide for myself whether I was going to put my faith in the claims of the Bible. Check this out.
Let's get to you. Introduce yourself. Yeah. A little bit about your story. How'd you meet Jesus? What are you doing here? Where'd you start and how'd you get to where you are?
Sure. Well, I grew up in the Assemblies of God. You know, you've heard those cliches about people cutting their teeth on the back of the pews. That would have been me. My grandparents helped. They were among the very first families at Brightmore Tabernacle when they were downtown Detroit.
And for those who don't know Brightmore, that's the Starship Enterprise of the Michigan Network of the Assemblies of God. It's just turned out some fabulous leaders and churches. And yeah, that's great.
Well, and that was huge for me. I mean, what a blessing to grow up with the pastors that we had there.
Yeah.
Bond Bowman was the first pastor that I remembered. And I think he only pastored for like 43 years or something like that. So that was just a little bit. And then the man that would go on to become the general superintendent for the Assemblies of God, Tom Trask, was my next pastor after that. So So that's where I kind of grew up. And but I remember when I was probably 16 years old, you know, I had to make that decision. Do I believe this because I believe it, or do I believe it just because my grandparents, my parents, and I've been here, and have I been indoctrinated, or is this really true? And it was for me, it was probably a 4 to 6 month kind of wrestling with that. And my parents gave me some grace and gave me some space. And, then as I just really had some time to look at it, I said, you know what, this is the real deal. And from that point forward, there was really no looking back.
Right on. That's good parenting.
Yeah, it is good parenting. And, you know, Craig, it reminds me that almost every one of our clients has a similar story. Not all of them, but most of them have grown up in church and said, I gave my life to Jesus, I think, when I was 4.5 years old. And then somewhere along the way, you know, I had to own it. I had to decide. I couldn't ride my parents' coattails anymore. I had to make a decision. And so when, as you shared that, it just struck me that that's such a typical story. It happens so often that we come to grips later in life with who Jesus is. And so that's such a great story.
What a blessing to as Jim mentioned there, to have the parents that would, you know, not get all freaked out, like, what do you mean you don't believe this? What do you mean you're questioning this? But just to give me some space. And, you know, and then that helped me even as a parent, that when the Bible says that we train up our children in the way that they shall go, and when they're old, they'll not depart from it. We either believe that or we don't believe it. If we say, hey, you know, I've done what God laid on my heart to do for my children, and I can trust that God's going to bring that back to them, and I don't have to fret over that.
Parents, God is faithful to His Word. If we as parents will teach the scriptural truths to our children, the Holy Spirit will bring that back to their remembrance as our kids get older. We don't have to fret about their spiritual standing, but we can stand on God's promises. This doesn't remove responsibility from us. I love the story of a woman named Monica who prayed for years and years for the salvation of her son. Even when it appeared he was running as hard as he could away from God, Monica continued to pray. Eventually, her son did put his faith in Jesus and went on to have an immeasurable impact on world and church history. Monica's son is Augustine of Hippo. So, Mom and Dad, make sure your kids hear God's Word. Then, make sure God hears your prayers for that Word to not return void. You don't have to fret over your children when you remember that God loves them even more than you do.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.